Northern Utah has had more high ozone days this summer than it did in the past few years. But there's more to the story. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Bo Call oversees the state's air pollution monitoring. He summed up the summer ozone results at Wednesday's Air Quality Board meeting.
Looking at the last 4 or 5 years, it's really been quite higher. We're at 13 and 14 days of violation so far at some of our sites.
Call said cloudiness in recent years has helped block the sun, an essential ingredient in cooking up ozone pollution. Hot and sunny weather this year meant more afternoons with dirty air. Then Call took a long view of the data. He looked back to the beginning of the state's ozone records in 1975 and checked those readings against current federal limits.
And comparing that to 70 parts per billion, the most days that we would have exceeded the standard at a monitoring station was 56.
That was four times as many unhealthy ozone days. The year was 1980. Call also said smoggy afternoons today aren't as polluted as they generally used to be.
And that's pretty good, too, because that shows that our levels aren't getting as high. Even when we exceed, they're still staying lower.
Bryce Bird leads Utah's Air Quality Division. He zeroed in on the policy issue.
So the Clean Air Act worked, and it's still working.
It's working.
That's because ozone pollution cleanup strategies have succeeded, Call said. Now the big question is whether the Trump administration will ask Utah to do even more. State regulators are awaiting word from the Environmental Protection Agency on whether they should start drawing up new cleanup plans for ozone in the Uinta Basin and on the Wasatch Front. Judy Faze, KUER News.